Imagine this. It's the early 1990s. You're the CEO of IBM, once the most respected name in computing. But now, your mainframes are obsolete. Your PC business is hemorrhaging money. Your stock price has tanked. Analysts are calling for a breakup. And you are bleeding $8 billion in a single year. You are a dinosaur in a world of mammals. Now imagine this. A decade later, you're back. Profitable, unified, respected. What happened? You evolved.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences. And today we conclude our five-part miniseries, Transform or Die, Leadership Lessons from Business Evolution. Stick with me until the end, because this episode not only tells the incredible story of IBM's reinvention, it also wraps up everything we've learned in this miniseries about surviving disruption, staying adaptive, and building companies that stand the test of time. Let's dive in into the company that built the digital world. IBM Big Blue once defined the computer age. From punch cards to mainframes to magnetic tape, IBM was the tech titan of the 20th century. But by the late 1980s, the cracks were showing. PCs were becoming commoditized. Competitors were faster, leaner, and cheaper. Internal silos paralyzed decision-making. The company was losing its sense of purpose. And by 1993, IBM was staring into the abyss. Many experts said it was too big to fix. They were wrong, because what happened next was one of the most remarkable transformations in business history. Stick with me, because it's a blueprint for any leader facing existential pressure today. In 1993, IBM made a radical move. It hired an outsider, Lou Gerstner, former CEO of RG&J Nabisco and American Express. He had no background in technology. What he did have was a fierce belief. Culture eats strategy for breakfast, but strategy sets the table. Gerstner made bold moves fast. He stopped the planned breakup of IBM's business units. He slashed bureaucracy. He killed sacred cows, like the IBM dress code. And most importantly, he pivoted IBM from a hardware company to a solutions company. The company shifted focus from selling boxes to selling outcomes. Consulting, integration, services, and software. In evolutionary terms, Gerstner forced IBM to leap into a new ecological niche. It wasn't comfortable, it wasn't popular, but it worked. And by the end of the decade, IBM was once again profitable and, more importantly, relevant. Stick with me, because the evolutionary leadership lessons here aren't just for tech giants, they're for anyone trying to lead through complexity. Lesson 1. Reinvention starts with culture. IBM's biggest challenge wasn't external, it was internal. Its bureaucratic culture had made it slow, arrogant, and risk-averse. But as Fuchs and Rune argue, evolutionary leadership succeeds when leaders align behavior with group identity and adaptability. Gerstner didn't impose change from above. He rewired the culture from within. New reward systems, new language, new rituals, and a renewed mission. Let's solve real problems. The result? An organization that could finally move again. Lesson? If you want transformation, build new cultural DNA. Lesson 2. Don't just defend, redefine. IBM could have continued fighting in the hardware war, but Gerstner understood what Christensen, 1997, and again we have all the literature in the show notes, calls the innovator's dilemma. Successful firms often die because they double down on what have made them great. Instead, he chose to redefine what IBM stood for, from hardware to software and services, from product to solutions, from past glory to future value. Evolution favors organisms that can recode their strategy in response, or even better, in anticipation of environmental pressure. So what's the lesson? Survival requires letting go of what worked and chasing what's next. And that early enough, before it has to happen. And lesson three, adaptive organizations build from the edges. IBM's transformation didn't come from the core, it came from its periphery. The global services division grew quietly. Acquisitions like PricewaterhouseCoopers Consulting expanded capabilities. Internal teams started exploring cloud, AI, and cybersecurity. This is what Tushman and O'Reilly, 1996, call organizational ambidexterity, running your core business while simultaneously building future ones. What's the lesson? Don't wait for crisis. Seek your next strategy now, at the edges. Support it, protect it, let it grow until the core is ready to change. In the business context, this means building, shaping, redefining the future. All right, we've reached the end of our mini-series, Transform or Die. Let's step back a bit and talk a little bit of what we have learned through the five stories of rise, fall, and transformation. In episode one, we talked about Blockbuster, and that showed us how dominance leads to complacency and how loss aversion can kill innovation. In episode two, BlackBerry revealed how pride in past success fuels disruption denial and how failure to question your identity becomes fatal. In episode three, the British East India Company proved that too much power without feedback leads to ecosystem collapse. In episode four, we talked about Bethlehem Steel, and that reminded us that standing still in a moving world leads to irrelevance, even for the mighty, because standing still means in a moving world that you're actually falling back. And in episode five today, IBM showed that with bold leadership, cultural rewiring, and strategic pivots, even giants can learn to dance. So what's the big idea? The most dangerous phrase in business is, "This is how we've always done it." Because change is not a threat, it's a test. And evolution rewards those who adapt before they have to. If you lead a business, ask yourself, what threats am I underestimating because of my success? Where are my sacred cows, and are they still serving me? And what tiny teams could I empower today to explore tomorrow's survival strategy? Because transformation isn't an event, it's an instinct. And leaders who master it don't just survive, they shape the future. All right, this was it for today. If this series challenged your thinking, subscribe, rate, and share it with anyone who's passionate about leadership. And lastly, if you're interested in more, you can order my book. It has the same title as this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It offers a practical roadmap how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results. And it does it in three sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time. Lead wisely, think critically, and use your knowledge about evolutionary instincts to upscale your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this has been The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.